Quranic verses in perspective.
Quranic verses in perspective is a program prepared by Dr. Noel Yusuf Izzeddin. Following the visit of the angels to the Prophet Ibrahim and his protestations on behalf of Lut, the Quran in Surah Hud directs our attention to the Prophet Lut, his people, and their fate. The Prophet Lut and his people dwelt in two towns in Jordan, Amora and Sadun. The description of the messengers of Allah, first approach to Lut, is contained in verse 77 of Surah Hud. And when our messengers came to Lut, he was distressed and knew not how to protect them. He said, "This is a distressful day." Lut spoke to the angels in this way because he knew his people and their unnatural tendencies only too well. They violated the nature which Allah had given them, a nature or instinct which was in accordance with the wisdom of Allah, who created all living creatures in a way which allowed their species to continue generation after generation. Humanity knows of some certain individual medical cases in which the nature of man is abnormal. However, the phenomena of the people of Lut is very strange. The prevalent nature of their condition would seem to indicate that their psychological disease was infectious in exactly the same way as a physical disease. It is entirely possible that a psychological illness could be spread amongst people due to a disturbance in values in a certain environment. This would support the inspiration provided by bad example, and its lack of separation from society could lead it to become common or even the norm. This could happen even although such perverse behavior is in total disagreement with the nature of man. The law of Allah requires that the joy of mankind should be found in what causes life to continue, rather than it was causes life to be extinguished. Homosexuality clashes with life, destroying it since it sows the seeds of life in corrupt ground rather than the fertile situation. This is why the safe, pure, clean nature of man will instinctively refuse, and not only on the grounds of morals, the actions of the people of Lut. This is because man's nature is governed by the law of Allah, a law which gives true joy to the way which improves life and leads to the creation of new life. Lut was disturbed by the presence of his guests because he knew what to expect from his people and he could anticipate the scandal which would result from their presence. Qatada suggests that Lut had indirectly hinted to his visitors that they ought to leave. This was, of course, before he realized that they were angels. He told them that he knew of no people on the surface of the earth who were as wicked as his people. He then walked a little and repeated his statement. This he did four times. Lut's people saw them and went up to them, hurrying as though they were fevered. Lut saw their threat to him and to his protection of his guests. He tried hard to awaken in them the true instincts and the true nature of man and to direct them towards the other half of mankind, for he himself had marriageable daughters. This is described in verse 78. Quote, "And his people came to him, running towards him, and before then they used to commit abominations. He said, 'O my people, here are my daughters. They are purer for you. Beware of Allah and degrade me not in the presence of my guests. Is there not among you any upright man?'" Unquote. Lut offered his daughters in marriage to any of his people who were prepared to abandon their former ways. The way in which he offered his daughters in marriage is surely significant. He said, "Here are my daughters, they are purer for you." Lut's daughters were pure in every meaning of the word, both psychological and physical. And in saying these words, Lut sought to remind his people of their creator Allah. He concluded by asking whether there was any amongst them who was upright. All these words had no effect. It did not alter their deviated nature, their sick, unnatural attitude, and the reply is reported in verse 79 of Surah Hud. They said, "Well, you know that we have no right to your daughters, and well, you know what we want." These words are a wicked hint to their wicked desires, and Lot is aware that there is nothing more which he can do or say to affect the attitude of his people. He has not the ability to protect himself, nor to protect his guests, and he is forced to admit this. He said, "Would that I had strength to resist you, or had some strong support among you." Lut spoke these words in front of his visitors, whom he believed to be young men unable to defend themselves. Lut was so distressed that he was unable to appreciate that he did indeed have strong support, the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, when he read verse 80 of the surah, "May Allah's blessings fall upon Lut," he was sheltering with a very strong support. Then, Lut was suffering at the very summit of his distress, the angels revealed their true nature to him. This is described in verse 81. The messenger said, "O Lut, lo, we are messengers of your Lord. They shall not reach you. So travel with your people in a part of the night, and let not one of you turn round, all save your wife. Lo, that which hits them will hit her also. Lo, their trice is for the morning. Is not the morning near?" This verse describes how Lot and his family would be saved, providing they followed the instructions given to them. Allah ordered Lut to take his family and walk away through the night. Lut took his wife with him, but when the punishment came, she looked back, something which had been prohibited. Thus, the punishment which afflicted the rest of the people affected her. The punishment is described in verses 82 and 83 of this surah. Quote, "So when our commandment came to pass, we overthrew that township and rained upon it stones of clay, one after another, marked with fire in the providence of your Lord for the destruction of the wicked, and they are never far from the wrongdoers." Unquote. These verses describe the total destruction of a people, a destruction so complete that it turns everything upside down, changing the features of the landscape. This total destruction was suited to the people of Lut, for their nature was totally reversed from the normal. They had lowered themselves to the level of animals, indeed, even lower than the animals. The sequence of the description of the fate the people of Lut is similar to the description of a volcano which destroys the earth and swallows it with all it contains. We should not claim that what happened to the people of Lut was the result of a volcanic eruption, although this may have been what happened. The destiny of Allah is not affected by physical phenomena, and there is no need for a common physical event to be used as the means of punishing an erring people. The simile of the volcano may help us appreciate the might and power of Allah, for all that Allah needs to do is to decide to punish and destroy a certain people, and this will occur. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.